With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's sports community got a closer look at a new integrated sports medicine initiative aimed at strengthening athlete care across the islands as The Well hosted an evening with its multidisciplinary team. The event focused on how unified sports medicine support, from baseline testing to return to play protocols, can improve performance, reduce injuries, and give athletes the science-driven foundation they need to compete safely. That's where sports medicine physician Dr. Jillian Lawrence stepped in, breaking down what sports medicine really means and why this model is becoming essential for everyone from youth athletes to emerging elites.
For people who may not be familiar, how do you define sports medicine and the role it plays in an athlete's overall performance and longevity?
All right, so sports medicine basically is a specialized area within medicine itself. What it actually does is it takes the athlete or the person that's moving, which is basically anybody, and it says, how does movement make you different? So we're actually all the same, but how does the movement, how does the added movement affect you? How do the muscles in your body work? What does it do to you when something happens to you, when you fall, you know, when you roll your ankle? What happens? What is the process that happens within your body, within the cells of your body? And the sports medicine physician looks at that, because it's not just looking at it from the perspective of the actual injury in terms of a muscular injury, but it's at a cellular level as well. So you look at it from a broader umbrella, under a medical umbrella, too. Talk about that.
So what specific services or approaches within the new sports medicine initiative will directly benefit Cayman's athletes and, of course, sporting organizations?
Definitely the integrated approach, because the integrated approach is what it has to be. There actually is no other way. And when I say that, I mean, there are other ways you can traditionally do it in terms of seeing one practitioner being referred to another practitioner, which we look at as being quote unquote very fragmented. But in fragmented treatment, you don't get an overall treatment. You don't get the centralization of information. You don't get the centralization of treatment. And the centralization of treatment, all of the research shows you, is what makes you 0.5% better. And that's the difference between winning a race and coming second. Yeah. It's that 0.5%, and that's what the centralized approach gives you.
And how do you see this multidisciplinary model improving injury prevention, recovery, and long-term athletic development across our local sports community here?
Oh, well, ideally, it just makes it less. Mm-hmm. So your injury rates are reduced, because with an integrated approach, you get that full return to play model. So everything runs through protocols. Everything is defined by, not necessarily by a timeline, but by, you know, reaching whatever standards need to be reached. Right. And once those are reached, then you go into the next phase of your rehabilitation. And when you're rehabilitated in that way, when you reach your, you know, your limb symmetry indices are the same, basically my strength in my left and my right, my upper and my lower are all the same, then you extend yourself into return to play. And that isn't driven on an individual basis. That's driven by a complete team.
You had a pretty successful evening, a nice evening here. Great information was passed. How do you think your message was taken in by the guests that we have? And what is some of the feedback you're getting so far with having this business here?
I think the feedback was good. I was very grateful for everyone that came out, yourself included. Thanks for being a part of it. It was definitely something I think that's needed. I think education, and from a lot of the questions that came back, one of the big things that, you know, we realize is that education is needed for our entire community, or sporting community, or coaches, or other medical professionals, or trainers, everyone involved, because with that information, then we can make more informed decisions and treat our athletes better. I think what we have started here is something that Cayman needs. We're seeing more elite athletes. We're seeing not even necessarily just elite athletes, but people just moving more. And in having more movement, our elderly community, our pediatric community, those are persons that we need to instill this in at this stage, you know, from the grassroots up.
That's about it. Is there anything I'm forgetting that you would like to add, something of importance you'd like to add to the community, just to let them know that you're here and why it's important that they come?
Yeah, I think it's important for everyone to know that the integrated model is now in Cayman. It is very important. Everybody, all of our athletes especially, need to have baseline testing. You know, that is imperative in every single sport, in every single school. And I want them to know that that can be done here. It's not just about the rehabilitation, but it's about all of the baseline testing that needs to be put in place so that we know that our athletes are safe at every single level here in Cayman.
Sports medicine physician at The Well, Dr. Jillian Lawrence. The Well is located in Bayshore Mall, Georgetown. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.